And those events in Boston are developing this morning. We'll be following them. For the moment, let's turn to another big story this week in the small city of West Texas, just north of Waco. It was the scene of dramatic news on Wednesday and Thursday as a fertilizer plant there caught fire and then exploded, leveling dozens of nearby homes and buildings. Authorities are still not sure how many people died in the explosion. An investigation is continuing into the cause of the blast, which injured at least 160 people. Kate McGee of member station KUT reports that for many, the tragedy has only reinforced a sense of community.
West Texas resident Loretta Volchek stands in front of her house, looking up at the helicopters circling overhead.
The reason I keep looking at the helicopters is my nephew is a flight nurse, and I just worry.
Volchek is one of the lucky ones. Her home wasn't damaged by the blast, but her sister Jeanette lived behind the plant, and she was home when it exploded.
She's okay. Her son got her pulled out, and her husband wasn't home. Their house is... there's nothing there.
Volchek's sister isn't her only family member affected. Her mother lived in a nursing home nearby that was damaged, and her cousins were also displaced. Her story is one heard all over this town of 2,800. It's a tight-knit community where generations of family live nearby. Resident Mark Williams says the explosion destroyed his sister's house.
It blew 10 feet up in the air.
Wow.
But the next-door neighbor, I ain't gonna say no names, he went to the hospital. My brother tried to help him. There's blood everywhere.
And in the town of West, if you're not related, Loretta Volchek says you might as well be.
You know, I may not be kin to everybody in this town, but I'm pretty close. The property right here used to belong to some real good friends of ours, and we were family by osmosis.
After the explosion, many who lost homes or were evacuated didn't go to shelters. They were taken in by family and friends. Many residents kept each other company at the Stockyard Cafe off Interstate 35. Janice Wilcox says the place is a regular hangout for locals.
It's a comfort zone, kind of like everybody knows. Like I said, you see that show called Cheers, kind of like that. Everybody knows everybody kind of see each other.
She expects the cafe will remain a place where people can go to heal together. But this week, the community is using religion to cope with what happened. Last night, hundreds of people packed into St. Mary's Church for a candlelight vigil. Waco resident Cindy McClung came to support relatives whose home had been damaged by the blast. She says the town will recover.
We're Texas. We take care of each other, and we're God-fearing people, and we know it's all going to be okay. It's all going to work out fine.
For now, people are still struggling to understand what happened at the fertilizer plant and why. Answers to those questions are still a long way off. For NPR News, I'm Kate McGee in West Texas.